Today, the Supreme Court hears a case on religious liberty. The Biden administration launches an investigation into Elon Musk's Neuralink, and Boston Children's Hospital reportedly received another threat over its gender-affirming care. We've got all of that and more coming up, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the News and Why It Matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and I am joined today by the one and only Pat Gray, the legendary, I should say, yes. Pat Gray, of course, host of Pat Gray Unleashed, which you can find not only on Blaze TV, but also wherever you get your podcasts. So make sure to subscribe. Also joined by Blaze TV contributor Jakub Bujens, host of The Bottom Line, which you also should be subscribed to, I'm just saying. And we are also joined today by, it's not his first time on the program, but it is his first time in the studio. We've got Chris Elston, who is, of course, a child advocate exposing gender ideology. You may know him on Twitter as Billboard Chris. So we're glad that you're here.
Thank you for having me.
I was just saying behind the scenes, I'm like, I feel bad because I always call you Billboard Chris and you actually, as it turns out, have a name. But that's how everyone knows you, Billboard Chris. Yeah. So I want to first get into the Supreme Court right now. The Supreme Court is hearing a case called 303 Creative versus Elanus, which is this involves Lori Smith. This is a Christian web designer from Colorado. Now, remember that I just said Colorado. Okay. So Smith is claiming that the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act violates her First Amendment freedom of speech and free exercise of religious rights. And she has not started creating wedding websites over fear of breaking a law in Colorado that prohibits discrimination. She wants to post a message saying she won't make a website for same-sex couples due to her religious beliefs. But this particular Anti-Discrimination Act actually makes it so that, she can't do it, she believes. And so this has gone to the Supreme Court. Now, several of the justices were asking questions about, you know, hypothetical situations when it comes to this issue. And it was fascinating to hear this exchange because there was at one point Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson created this weird hypothetical scenario of a photographer who, you know, wanted to recreate scenes from It's a Wonderful Life, but only using only white people to, you know, like remain authentic to the film. And that would be very, very bad, I guess. Watch.
Public business. I'm a photographer. My belief is that, I'm doing It's a Wonderful Life scenes. That's what I'm offering. Okay, I want to do video depictions of It's a Wonderful Life. And I, knowing that movie very well, I want to be authentic, and so only white children and families can be customers for that particular product. Everybody else can, I'll give to everybody else, I'll sell them anything they want, just not the It's a Wonderful Life depictions. I'm expressing something, right, for your purposes, that speech. What about, what's the other step? It's speech, and I can say anti-discrimination laws can't make me sell the It's a Wonderful Life package to non-white individuals.
Now, look, I get it that she is a Supreme Court justice. I would also say that I don't know that her track record earned it so much as the color of her skin, because it was all about picking a person of color, a woman of color for the Supreme Court. That was what they openly told us. But this doesn't sound like a very bright way of thinking.
Not at all.
Well, it's trying to be very, very nice about it, but this just doesn't seem very rational at all.
Well, it's not.
Okay.
You're comparing race to a sexual preference.
Right.
It's asinine.
Did you not check the box? You didn't check the box white before you came out?
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. But people probably guessed once they saw me. You know, and you can't just look at somebody and guess their sexual orientation. It's just a bogus argument, for one thing. For another, it's interesting that Colorado has made a law that protects status and not religion. Mm-hmm. But what they don't seem to understand in this case is that the U.S. Constitution trumps the Colorado law because there's a First Amendment. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I don't see how they can possibly win this. Yeah. I mean,
right. When you look at the merits, it's like you can't compel someone to do something that's against their religion when they're saying they don't
shouldn't
want
be
to.
Able to. Right. But hopefully the Supreme Court, who's been kind of avoiding making a broad judgment on this, with these little narrow victories in certain cases, they better rule on the broad. Do you have religious liberty in Colorado? They're going to have to do that now.
I'm glad that Pat brought that up, because I mentioned at the beginning, Colorado, remember that, right? Because they already, you know, listened to the case of Masterpiece Cake Shop with Jack Phillips, who didn't want to make a cake for a same-sex wedding. He said, by the way, that people get this wrong all the time. He didn't refuse them service. He said, you are welcome to buy any of these cakes that I have on display.
Right.
You can buy them. I'm not going to create something, a design for you that is celebratory of something that I believe is not, you know, a real marriage, whatever. I mean, it's his deeply held religious belief. He has the right to think it, right? The Supreme Court already ruled on that. It happened in Colorado, and it was so narrow that we're here again, and that same cake shop owner is still being sued in court because he wouldn't create a gender, you know, a gender reveal. This trans person is coming out as a new gender. They wanted a reveal cake made, and he wouldn't create that. And so now that guy's back in court. All of this happening in Colorado after that particular issue already went to the Supreme Court. That's how narrow they did it.
Couple of things I want to say, and I'll try to go real quick.
Sure.
Okay. To Pat's point, very few Americans understand that the Lemon case fell. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, their brightest moments ever, in the middle of fighting for a coach who knelt and prayed, they're winning a case. Neil Gorsuch said, I think it's time to bring up Lemon. Nobody covered this. You talk to Kelly Shackelford. Lemon falls. Lemon means any teacher in any school at any time, any employer, you, Glenn, can take a knee, can pray publicly, can assemble in the classroom today. The pastor can talk about politics from the pulpit. Lemon fell. We don't know this. Now you got a problem. Lemon fell, you've got religious liberty. What bothers me about Ketanji Brown is it's not just religion and sex, but it's talent. It's art. It's an art form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So
that used to mean something to
Okay, yeah, but yeah, freedom of speech. So I want Puff Daddy. I'm forcing Puff Daddy right now to make a song about how he loves white people. He must include me in his art form. He has to, because I want to buy a song from him. I will pay for it, Puffy. You make a song about how white folks are amazing. Can this sword cut both ways? No, it's ludicrous to try and tell. You talk about freedom of speech removed. Now they're going to tell you what you can and cannot do with your talent. She cites a play recreating a scene, right? She cites it. It's art form. No, come on, Puffy. Come on. It's insane, Sarah.
Yeah, I know. It absolutely insane. Chris, what say you?
The thing for me, it's like she's acting like an activist litigator instead of as a Supreme Court judge. Why is she introducing these arguments, which have nothing to do with the religious liberty? But this is what the left is doing. They're electing all these activists into all these positions of power.
Yeah, they do. They use the term legislate from the bench, you know. That's pretty much what these leftist Supreme Court justices do. They have no... I don't even think they care to interpret what the Constitution says. They just want to get their ideology across and make sure that they're ruling on the side of their ideology.
But we're making laws, to Pat's point, we're making laws at state level and local level that absolutely goes against federal law, goes against the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And because Americans don't know their Constitution, Pat, they go, okay, well, I guess my talent's now forfeited. My voice is forfeited. I'm not allowed to think for myself. I can't have religion.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to make whatever they want me to make and sell what they want me to sell. It's ridiculous.
The other interesting aspect is we all know that if the example was not about white people, but blacks, and you wanted to recreate a movie that had all black people in it, there'd be no problem with that.
Right.
Nobody would say a word about it. But you can't do that with white people?
Yeah.
Why not? Either you can do it or you can't. Which is it?
I mean, they do blacks only events all the time.
Spike
blacks
Lee.
Only
Let's
graduation
call Spike
ceremonies.
Lee.
Yep. Right.
Call
right.
Spike Lee and say, "Hey, Spike, come on."
Right.
Sarah, I was at USC early this year, around the time of commencement. They had commencement ceremonies for Asian people. They had a separate commencement for black people. They had a separate commencement for queer people.
Wow. Did they really?
They're
They had a queer commencement.
What do you do if you're half black, half Asian, and also queer? Which one do you go to?
You go to all of them.
You go to all of them. It's like Thanksgiving. You got three Thanksgivings. I wish they would have a commencement swimming race for the queer swimmers. Don't swim against the girls. Go swim your own race.
No kidding.
They're bringing back segregation again and calling it,
of course,
it's
diversity
true.
And inclusion.
Uh-huh. It's absolutely true.
100%.
And something that I really can't get over is they're just like me. As a person, if I know I want to, let's say I want someone to make me a cake, let's use the cake scenario, and I find out that the person who is going to bake the cake actually really hates me, thinks that I'm one of those, you know, crazy, like Hispanic white supremacists, work that one out.
Yeah.
Why would I want to say, I'm going to force you to take my money. Mm-hmm. I want to pay you for something, even though I'm going to give you this money and make you richer, even though you hate me. I don't
It's all agenda
get
driven.
It.
It's all
just
a setup.
Agenda. That's
yeah,
all it is.
But Sarah, you know, it's like, don't be mean to the girl at McDonald's when you order because they may spit in your coffee.
Right, right, right.
So why would you? I don't understand the mentality. I'm going to force you. Okay, you know, I'll just say some weird things are going to go down.
Well, and I mean, I do agree with you, Chris. It is they're trying to trap you so that they can then drag you through, you know, the legal system from now to kingdom come. And yeah,
of course,
and
the cake with
you.
The gender going to the same baker again?
Right. I mean,
obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I want to play really quickly Karine Jean-Pierre, who addressed the SCOTUS case in a press briefing earlier today. And, you know, she said it's legal to require businesses to service people, even if that means they engage in speech they don't agree with. Watch.
The administration believes that every person, no matter their sex, race, religion, or who they love, should have the equal access to society, including access to products and services on the same terms as other members of public. Look, the Department of Justice said in its brief that for decades, non-discrimination public accommodations laws have coexisted with the First Amendment. Courts have recognized that we can require businesses open to public to service people regardless of their backgrounds, even when that means businesses must incidentally engage in speech which they disagree upon.
Man, she's reading directly from the paper and she still gets
can't
it
get it.
So wrong.
Still can't get it. Do you remember the days when it said no shirt, no shoes, mm-hmm. no service. Mm-hmm. You could. Yes. We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, okay, yeah, it's your business, and we all used to accept that. All right, it's their business if they want to kick me out.
I still accept that.
Right.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. But the public at large does not.
Yeah.
Well, America doesn't anymore.
No. Where do you draw the line? Because previously it was just you can't discriminate on the basis of race or sex, right? Like you can't discriminate. You can't not let this woman in your shop because you don't like women, or you can't let a black person can't come into your shop because you don't like black people. But now it's extended into this, like, well, also if they're LGBTQI apostrophe AZ plus 2Q, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That you, Chris is like, I got this one. I know it. where do you draw the line?
But Sarah, look.
Then they're gonna add pedophiles to it, right? Too. What about pedophiles? They need to be a protected class.
No, it's already there.
We're there in 28. We've been there for decades. But here's the deal, though. Look at them. They will cancel you. Mm-hmm. You cannot get service on Facebook. You cannot get service on Twitter only because of your skin color. Mm-hmm. You didn't even do anything. You're a white male, heterosexual. Testosterone loving, yes, James Cameron. We're gonna breed some boys with testosterone, baby.
Oh boy.
We're coming for all you. You get canceled. They can decide that you're not fit for service, right? But they're gonna force you. It's so hypocritical. I'm asking myself, America the addict, when will you hit rock bottom and say, enough is enough?
Mm. We used to draw the line at the free market.
Right,
if there was a restaurant that was turning away people because of their race, the rest of the public would hopefully respond to that and not go, and they go out of business. And that's where you draw the line.
Right.
But I guess that's not possible anymore.
No.
We have to control everything.
Yeah.
Big brother.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Birch Gold. So there's kind of a lack of a red wave during the midterms. Will it lead to a more emboldened Biden? I'd say so. There's going to be more government spending, higher taxes. How are you going to protect your hard-earned savings from the reinvigorated left? The answer, of course, is gold. This is the world's oldest, most proven form of currency. It is there for when inflation soars, when other assets go sideways. And that is why Birch Gold is really thrilled to introduce a new product that reimagines gold as currency. This is the Gold Back. This month, you will get a free gold back for every $5,000 purchased when you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA with Birch Gold. This is happening until December 22nd. So make sure you don't sleep on it. They're going to help you own gold and silver in a tax sheltered account. You can text the word WHY, that's WHY, to 989898. You can claim that free. This is for free, no obligation information kit on gold. Read about it, make sure that you're well informed, and then you can talk to one of their specialists. And remember, now through December 22nd, you will get a free gold back with every $5,000 purchase. That is the word WHY to 989898. Last week, Elon Musk announced he expects Neuralink's wireless brain chips to enter human clinical trials within the next 6 months. We discussed it on the show. I believe the very one and only Pat Gray was here when we talked about this.
I believe it was.
And the Biden administration, conveniently, right after this announcement, has reportedly launched a federal investigation into Neuralink over allegations that the company may have violated the Animal Welfare Act, which regulates the treatment of animals in research, teaching, testing, exhibition, transport, and by dealers. A small number of employees at the company have reportedly claimed that Musk's insistence on pushing for faster times in getting products to the point where they can be tested on humans has led to mistakes in the tests that have been conducted on various animals, including monkeys and pigs. I'm just wondering if those same people had the same energy when we found out what Dr. Fauci did to all of those beagles in his testing. I would imagine they were conveniently silent on that, but this is not the first random federal investigation that has come up since Elon Musk came out on the right side of free speech. I'm sure it's all just very, very, nothing to see here.
Right.
It all just so happens to be happening at the same time.
Yeah, they're so selective. The hypocrisy is outrageous. And are we really going to compromise? I mean, the Neuralink system has some issues with it. There's some applications that are a little chilling, a little scary, but it also has some incredible promise about helping people walk who are paralyzed. I mean, that's a pretty big deal about curing depression. All kinds of applications they think might come from this. We don't know yet, but how do you find out? You test it on animals.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, do you want to just test it on people?
No,
right?
I don't want to start there.
Right.
And I
will say, I appreciate your particular insight on Neuralink that we discussed on the previous program. Because it scares me. I'll tell you that.
It
scares me.
Chilling.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It feels very transhumanist, and it feels like it can be taken and used for not so great intentions.
It absolutely could.
So it very, very much worries me. But to your point, like, okay, we just test them on humans then, I guess is what you're saying, before we have any research on it? Like, what is the other option?
I
hate it.
I don't know.
But I just don't know what the other option is when you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't either. When you're trying to test something that has to be tried out on a brain, what brain are you going to start with humans? No.
Right.
No, you can't.
Right. Even when you talk about medications and everything, like, what other choice? You have to test on animals,
right? Sadly, and I'm absolutely convinced about this statement, they care more about animals than humans. They will sacrifice humans.
Yeah.
They'll sacrifice humans in a heartbeat. They prefer, as a matter of fact, they prefer for you to test on the humans because it'll help them with their eugenics program. They would love for it to fail on human beings. But the irony is, they're testing every type of medicine in every liberal lab today on animals. It's a stick to pick up to hit Elon with because Elon has become a nuisance. Now, that being said, leave the guy alone. I'm not for Neuralink. I understand Pat's point. it will be weaponized against the human race. That's not Elon's intent, but when your Zuckerbergs and your Soroses and those guys come and China come, they will weaponize it, and it will be a transhumanist movement, which we know we're going to. And that, I truly believe Elon wants to help humanity walk, talk, have neurofunction, capacity. Yeah. Hey, grandma can talk to us again.
I think that's his intent.
It is, but it will be weaponized. Not by him, probably. Others will weaponize it. But it's just, it's look, the word hypocrisy, we should just repeat it a million times, because they're testing it, every medicine on animals today. Mm-hmm. They do it. This is what you do in medicine. But I believe they will sacrifice a human life faster than sacrifice an animal.
I think there was, I can't remember the details on it, but I recall reading there was like a study, but they were asking participants if there was a burning building, like, would you save a total stranger or would you save your pet, your dog? And like overwhelmingly, people said, I would save my pet before I would go in and save another human life.
Yeah, there was even there was a poll on Twitter. If you got $10,000, would you sacrifice a random human on Earth? And it was 50-50.
What?
This was just yesterday.
How much
or the
money?
Day before.
$10,000. That's a very low number to agree to do that.
Humans don't have the ethics to handle Neuralink, but that's not why he's being investigated. He's being investigated because he's a threat to the administration.
They
don't like freedom of speech. And we have to have freedom of speech to have a properly functioning society.
Sarah, we were involved in a campaign in Austin. Austin has a particular bat population under the Austin Bridge, and people come from all over the world to watch these bats at sundown fly. And so we ran a head-to-head bat versus child, okay, on a GoFundMe campaign, raising money for the bats and raising money save children from sex trafficking. And the bats won 2-1.
No.
The bats won 2-1.
Well, guys, to put this in perspective, for over 2 years, I've been traveling North America talking about the greatest child abuse scandal in modern medicine history. And it's rare that I can get one or two people to come out with me to talk about it. But something happens to whatever somewhere and you get 1,000 activists.
Yeah, that's right. Kim Kardashian shows up somewhere in a mink coat and you know, you've got a bunch of PETA protesters who
are
very up in
arms about
it. It's
28 years running for us, and it's shocking, which is why I'm saying they'll sacrifice a human life before they'll sacrifice an animal.
Yeah. I want to get into the, speaking of Twitter, last month, I think we covered this on the show, last month, Missouri Attorney General and Senator-elect Eric Schmidt and Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry testified against Dr. Fauci, alleging that, of course, something that we all know, the federal government was colluding with social media companies to censor speech when we're talking about all of this COVID timeline. And yesterday, the attorneys general, generals released a 400-plus page transcript of a deposition against Dr. Fauci. According to the transcript, Fauci said, I don't recall, a whopping 174 times, including when asked about emails that he himself sent, interviews that he himself gave, and other very, I mean, I would say pertinent information in a February 2020 email. Of course, Fauci instructed a colleague not to wear a mask when traveling just a couple of months later. I'm sure you guys will be shocked to hear that Fauci had completely flip-flopped and was advocating for universal mask mandates. One of Fauci's deputies joined a World Health Organization delegation to China in February of 2020. And in talking with Fauci afterwards, he was impressed with how the Chinese were handling the isolation, contract tracing, the building of facilities to take care of people. We see how that's gone in China lately, don't we? It was also revealed that Fauci's daughter worked at Twitter during the pandemic. Yeah, but I'm sure that wasn't used for anything. Look, they weren't trying to censor conservative speech. They weren't trying to censor people who were saying things like masks don't work, or I don't know, this perhaps was created in a lab in Wuhan that was funded by Fauci's own NIH. I'm sure they weren't working undercover to do any of that. Fauci just couldn't recall. He just can't recall.
Right. He can't recall taking both sides of every single issue.
No.
From at least 2020 on. And then, you know, clear back during the development of AIDS and the medicines to try to combat AIDS. The guy has a track record that is horrendous. And if he really, truly can't recall anything that's being asked of him, he better get the hell out of that position.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, get out.
Yeah.
If your mind is that shot, goodbye.
Right, right.
He may be taking some of the same serum that our president's taking.
Yeah, they
forget quickly. The drug you're talking about, AZT, terminated the lives of millions of Africans on the hands of Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
Through the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah.
And yet the guy rises again. No, it's so convenient. Mm. I just can't remember.
Yeah. Can't recall. Chris?
Yeah. Anyone who's been through litigation get taught that when you don't want to answer a question, you say, I cannot recall.
Right.
But Fauci, even after February, was saying that masks are pretty much useless because this is aerosol-based. Mm-hmm. But then the teachers' unions got involved, and 1 week later it was, oh, we need to mask the whole country.
Yeah.
So these people just have no integrity.
None. Absolutely none. All right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with more. First, I want to thank our sponsor, Bank on Yourself. So, look, if you've got a, we discussed earlier 401ks, IRAs. If you've got those types of retirement plans, which most people do, what you don't realize is that you don't actually control all of that. The government controls it. They're going to decide. They've got a long list of rules and regulations, how much you can borrow, when you got to pay it back, or you get penalized. Bank on Yourself is a better way to grow and protect your hard-earned money. They've never had a losing year in over 160 years. I would call that a great track record. And they're going to give you guaranteed predictable growth and retirement income with no luck, skill, or guesswork required. It's also going to be tax-free retirement income. You're going to know what your tax rate will be in retirement. That is a zero under current tax law, which protects you from this coming tax tsunami. You're going to be in control. You get access to your money when you need it. You're not going to get penalized if, you know, you take too much out or you don't take it out early enough, but you can't take it out too late. You don't have to deal with all of that. You can get a free report with all the details on how Bank on Yourself can help you if you go to bankonyourself.com/matters. This is a really cool product. I highly encourage you guys to check it out. It is bankonyourself.com/matters.
One of the best measures of how corrupt a country is how rich its leaders get while they're in office. They're not so good at passing laws or governing, but they're great at investing.
Imagine if every American could make money off of war.
In 103 days, that position ends up gaining around 103%. So she made, you know, $2 million plus her original two, so $4
million. I signed, co-sponsored a bill and made too much voluminous flair over it that I wouldn't be seated. So I shut up. The threats that fly around are just absolutely insane.
The Blaze Originals team traveled to Washington, D.C., home to one of the most brilliant financial minds in the world, Nancy Pelosi. In our documentary, Bought and Paid For, How Politicians Get Filthy Rich, we spoke to Reps Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy, George Santos, and the bane of D.C. elites, Unusual Whales, to expose how our elected officials are beating the stock market and, more importantly, what we can do. To watch today, go to congressgetsrich.com and use code RICH to get $30 off an annual subscription to Blaze TV.
In a clip uncovered by parental rights advocate Megan Brock, Joe Biden's assistant secretary for health, the lovely, beautiful, ever feminine Rachel Levine, who is, of course, in fact, a man dressed up as a woman, told doctors to take a stand to protect trans youth against the falsities being spread about them. Watch.
For almost 40 years now, I have considered it an honor to be a doctor. I believe in our role as healers. I believe in our role as truth tellers. And the truth that we need to confront now is that medicine and science are being politically perverted around this country that destroys human lives. And we have reached a tipping point for the role in medicine and civic life for the health and well-being of LGBTQI plus youth and other Americans. Those who attack our community are driven by an agenda of politics. It has nothing to do with medicine. Mm. It has nothing to do with science. Mm. It has nothing to do with warmth, empathy, compassion, and understanding. Mm. They are rejecting the value of supportive medicine, rejecting well-established science, and simply rejecting basic human compassion. We, as doctors and as people who love our communities and love our nation, have to confront the fact that the language of care and compassion that they're using is being taken to granted to literally tear our communities apart. So we have to stand up. We have to take a stand on behalf of those who are being hurt. That's what we do in medicine, even when it's difficult.
You know, sometimes
I
wish that I could watch these people as they leave this world and go downstairs and like, I just want to watch them burn in hell. Is that is that wrong? Is that too strong of a statement? I mean, this is demonic what they're doing. It's like, none of what you said is true about what you're doing in medicine.
Well, everything he said is the opposite.
Right.
Yeah. It's the truth.
You're literally saying everything that is not true is true.
Yeah.
And you're calling it medicine.
Right.
And none of it.
We don't have enough millstones, Sarah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I just want to watch your soul burn for eternity. I just do.
I mean, the scripture in Isaiah 5, verse 20, comes to my mind every single day because of stuff like that.
Yes.
In the last days, everything good will be made to seem bad, and everything bad will be made to seem good. Mm-hmm. You will put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And woe unto us when that time comes. Well, here we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is as clear an example as I think I've ever seen. And we see examples of it every single day. He is doing everything he's accusing us of doing.
Yeah.
Wow, that is outrageous.
But he's doing everything that he's required to do by the master that he serves.
Yes.
You serve the Prince of Light or the Prince of Darkness. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in between. Mm-hmm. There's not your Me Too self movement, none of that. It is Satan or God, and they serve Satan. And we have to understand they're effective with their politics because it is their God. Mm-hmm. It is what they live their lives by. Every single thing was fake. And by the way, something that just hit me early, when he says, we heal, you don't heal.
Right.
You practice medicine. Practice on animals most of the times, by the way.
Yeah, they're not healing. They're actually harming these children.
So what he means by medicine in this case, and these are from the words of the doctors at the number one ranked children's hospital in the country, from Boston Children's Hospital's own videos, if a little girl tries to pee standing up, or a boy doesn't want to get a haircut, or they play with opposite gender toys, this makes them transgender. Mm-hmm. Dr. Marcy Bowers, president of WPATH, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, admits that none of the boys who start on puberty blockers at 10 or stage 2, which is the beginning of puberty, as adults have been able to have any sexual function. Mm-hmm. These kids who start on puberty blockers and progress to cross-sex hormones, which is 98% of them, are sterilized for life. So this is what they call medicine and science, mm-hmm. and they call it misinformation or disinformation for us to repeat their own words.
Yeah.
But they're always vague. They never get into any specifics about what the actual medicine is. And countries like Sweden, Finland, England, the state of Florida, their medical board, they've all come to the conclusion that there is no science to support this. Mm-hmm. So what science is he talking about?
Yeah, the science that they've made up in their own head in La La Land, I guess. I mean, they act as if we are the people. I say this all the time. We're the people who lack compassion. I'm like, are you joking? I talked to Chloe Cole. Right. I there's another detransitioner.
Yeah.
Camille Keffel, 32 years old, had her healthy breast removed in 2020 to align with her non-binary gender identity. And she's suing her social worker, her therapist, and the gender clinics that they work for, seeking up to $850,000 in damages. Chloe Cole is suing as well because they did it to her when she was a minor. I mean,
let's be clear about something here. Every single one of these children and young adults have other mental health comorbidities.
Yes.
Every single one. So this 32-year-old suing, people say, well, she was an adult. Yeah, well, she had PTSD, anxiety, trauma, and we're treating problems with the brain, with mental health, by cutting their breasts off?
Right.
This goes beyond just what they're doing to children. This comes down to the Hippocratic Oath and medical malpractice. Mm-hmm. And doctors swore an oath to do no harm. Yet they're treating mental disorders with amputations.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. Because it's like if someone came in to your office and said, like, I'm suffering from all of these things and I really want to chop off my arm, you'd be like, that's crazy.
Right.
Let's get to the root cause of the problem with one of the, you know, one of the sexual organs, I guess. Then they're like, oh, we'll wheel you right in. We'll do the surgery today. You'll be in and out. You won't be fine. And you will have many, many follow-up visits. But, I mean, that's going to line our pocketbook. So we're not really worried about that. I want to, while we're on this subject, I want to get to the Boston Children's Hospital. Say that three times fast. Which they received, Chris, you were saying off air, they received a threat yesterday and a threat again today.
Yeah.
We just covered their recently deleted video that I believe you posted on your Twitter, where a psychologist just readily admitted that sometimes, I don't know, that this gender identity thing is just a phase that kids go through, so perhaps we shouldn't be mutilating them. So they said that they received a threat, and the CEO was like, they don't like you. I'll just put it that way.
No, they don't. So I've got a few more videos that I don't think I've even released yet, but the latest one was gender identity might just be a phase. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we encourage people to just let kids go through this. This is the same woman, however, who also says in another video that kids know they're transgender seemingly from the womb. So according to the left, they're not a human being while they're in the womb. Right. But the second they come out, they know that they're transgender.
Right.
So which is it?
Yeah.
So we should give these kids space to figure out their gender identity. Then why are they cutting off the breasts of 14-year-olds? Mm.
Do you know what the CEO is alluding to when they say there are individuals spreading false information and harmful rhetoric about the gender-affirming care we provide? It's like, it's maddening because I'm like, we all just watched the video. Mm-hmm. You said it yourselves. How are we the ones who are spreading false information when you said it?
It's all I've been doing. That's all Libs of TikTok and Matt Walsh and others have been doing. We get accused of being stochastic terrorists for sharing their own words.
Right.
It's their words where they talk about opposite gender toys and how children know from the womb that they're transgender. This is no one else saying this.
Right.
And the powerful thing about these videos is it showed everyone across the nation what's actually going on in these gender clinics. Because I think people just thought that there were kids struggling and maybe they were doing some weird things in these clinics. But then they see that we basically have cultists running these gender clinics mm-hmm. and harming all these kids. And so the outrage is never going to die down. The conservatives are never going to stop talking about this. And a lot of people on the left as well are against this. Because guess mm-hmm. what? Democrat parents also don't want their kids getting sterilized, and they don't want their identity being changed at school without it being told to them.
Right, right. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You know, we play these clips from The View every so often, and it's like it's a cute little reminder that the show still exists, I guess, and like you're missing a lot of stuff that you don't want to see. But you know, they show me the clip, and I'm like, well, now I'm miserable, and misery loves company. So I have to share the clips with you guys, so you also can be subjected to the idiocy that is The View. So yesterday, Alyssa Farah Griffin, this is of course the Republican co-host over at The View, was talking about toxic femininity, and Ana Navarro interrupted her and just, I don't know, like completely proved the point that Alyssa was making. Watch this exchange.
I think it is real, though. We've come a long way in kind of critiquing some of the male practices that are not helpful and that needed to be called out. And I think that women have made a ton of progress, but we can also be each other's worst enemies. It's still the case, and I hate to say it, some of the worst bosses I've had have been women, and sometimes colleagues in the workplace who are women. And I always think of the Madeleine Albright quote.
Well, that's what happens when you work with Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, I mean, I can't really get a word in without you attacking me, so I wouldn't say this is a totally different environment of women supporting each other. But Madeleine Albright's always said there's a special place in hell for women who don't help and support other women. Right. And something I try to live by. I think that we have a duty to kind of give that back, especially for the women who come after us.
Now, I would agree with her on the toxic femininity statement. I would not agree that I somehow owe a woman my loyalty. I get that a lot. I get a lot of leftist women who accuse me of, you know, because I'm pro-life. I'm like, I can't believe that you would, you know, you're speaking about things that you're not being pro-woman. You're not. And it's like, I don't owe anyone any loyalty because we share the same sexual organ. Like, I don't understand what, like, do men go around like, well, you're a man, so I owe you my loyalty. It's just this weird.
That is weird.
It's really weird. I feel like it's a sign of weakness that we're like, we have to stay loyal to each other. Like, that feels weak to me.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
You go ahead. all right. And how is abortion an anti-woman thing? At least 50% of the people aborted are women, are
millions
going to grow up to be
and
women.
Millions were women.
I mean, yeah, there's 65 million babies aborted. So, you know, what, 32 and a half million of them would have been women.
Right.
I mean, that is such a pro-woman stance to be pro-life. It just, they don't make any sense. And we've just become accustomed to it. And so we just, kind of their arguments just wash over us like, yeah, okay, yeah, I guess that's anti-woman, that we're trying to save women. It's bizarre. It's really bizarre.
I mean, it's just the same thing as like the race issue and everything else. Like, I just want people to have their own merit. I want to make decisions based on merit rather than trying to worry about whether she's a woman or she's black or she's white or whatever. Like, show me your merit for whatever it is that you want to do. And let's make the decision that way. It's just, I mean, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yep.
That's it?
It's weird.
Meritocracy has been rebranded by the left as fascism. And they're obsessed with identity politics. Mm-hmm. Every single conversation they ever have is all about different identities. And they're the ones dividing the country. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My kids never think about race.
Right.
We don't talk about race.
Right.
Why would I do that?
Right.
Why would I bring that into their head to suddenly make them aware that, oh, people have different amounts of melanin in their skin or somehow different? Like, they don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just play with everyone and they love everyone. And I'm in the most multicultural city probably in the world, really. But this is all the left can do, is make everything about division and sex and gender and whatever. And the Republican there is absolutely right. It's got nothing to do with our sex. Let's just treat people with kindness and respect, and who cares what sex we are? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, Sarah, I really do think, and Pat as well, we are fighting the wrong battles in the GOP. We're fighting on the wrong plane. Mm. You know, the art of boxing says change plane. Boxers understand how to move, change plane. When you're static, you're a target. And we're fighting on the wrong plane. We keep fighting and reacting to what the crazy people say. And when you react, you're late. Mm. You're late. We're always late. They always lead the narrative. Mm-hmm. They always write the story first. We always write the reply and the response. This is an anti-God movement. And you have to understand, they will spin anything. Their agenda is your destruction. They don't care if it's a child, an animal, they'll flip-flop. They'll give you Fauci science and then change Fauci science. It doesn't matter. And I will be a broken record. I'm willing to sit in this chair until they kick me off this show and just say one thing over and over. Turn from your wicked ways, and maybe God will hear your prayers and heal your land. We're going to vote. We're going to get a guy in the White House. He's going to save it. No, he's not. But the American people, the GOP, are complicit. We drink the Kool-Aid. We don't want to make the changes in our own lives. We don't want to walk away from our own sexual immorality. Nobody I meet, 28 years, brother, you got a long way to go. I want you to triple down on your billboards, because here's the truth. The people that stand with you that say we want to fight for children, they're addicted to porn. They can't fight for a child while they're addicted to porn. People in the church, 55% of the men in the church are addicted to porn. You're not going to fight for children because you're ultimately going to watch a child in porn because you're consuming the drug. So yeah, I'm absolutely royally ticked off that we keep taking the bait, Pat, and we play their game. We get distracted like a cat with a light. Oh, go over here. Oh, go over here. Meanwhile, they're planning in Davos. They're planning in the World Forum. They're writing a new economic scale, and they're about to rob you blind, and you're going to become the peasant outside the walls of the castle, and you're going to serve a master, and they're going to take 90% of what you own. I should not talk because I'm ticked off. We are not playing on the right field.
Yeah. Couldn't agree with you more. All right. We've got to take a quick break, and I think I might get Yaku needs to cool down for a second, so we'll be right back. Ah, TikTok video in which a leftist who claimed that not wanting to date a trans person is actually transphobic, even if the reason is simply because you, want to procreate. Watch.
Oh no, the transphobia in my comment section needs to stop. Yesterday I posted a TikTok responding to this question: what are the red flags you look for in men? And one of them was if he wouldn't date a trans woman. Red flag. And my comment section? Let me break this down. Trans women are women.
No.
So if you're heterosexual and you're a man and you said you wouldn't date a trans woman because it's a preference, that's just transphobia, period. The majority of the time, our preferences are rooted in something problematic. It could be trauma. Racism, transphobia, the list goes on. If you want to find out what your problematic preferences are, click the link in my bio and watch this video.
No,
I am now going to take you all through an example. This person asked why it's transphobic to not want to date a trans woman. Already starting off on the wrong foot by referring to cis women as regular women, then said something about trans women not being able to carry children. If that's your sole reason for dating someone, keep that same energy for all the women who are infertile.
No, let me just, I'm not a male, so I don't want to speak for other males, but it, like, a man doesn't want to date a trans woman because he's not gay.
He wants to produce an heir. Right.
Or he just isn't gay. Yeah.
Yes.
That would be the reason.
Yeah.
Well said.
Because if he's not gay, he doesn't want to have anything to do with your penis. So I feel like, it again, I don't want to woman-splain.
I love it. Go.
Okay. It's just that he doesn't want your penis because he's not gay.
We don't like those tools.
I'm just going to... Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. Chris, thank you for joining us in studio. Everyone, make sure you follow him on Twitter. He's doing great work, as well as Yaku Bouyans, who's doing great work. And Pat Gray, thank you, guys.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.